Tomorrow is the big day, July the 4th, and that means Celebrate America, usually at Riverside Park with Citizens Bank and Sonic, along with the White River Now family of radio stations. But Micah Beard from Citizens Bank and Ashley Davis are in this morning. And of course, guys, as we have talked for weeks and months leading up to this, we have a bit of a change of venue for the event this year. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Chad.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about why we're having to move. Of course, most everybody is aware Riverside Park is undergoing some innovations, Micah.
Yeah, they are. We're really excited about that and excited about the progress there. But as oftentimes with progress comes a few challenges. And so we were forced to move Celebrate America. And fortunately, we have a city that's very cooperative, Mayor Ellenball. We got together and we looked for the next best location, and we decided that the municipal golf course was a perfect spot to host it for the next year or two.
Which is literally just a few steps down the street from the park, so you can't get much more convenient than that. Ashley, tell me a little bit about this year's event and if it will differ any from previous years.
Well, so it's going to be, of course, the best event ever. We encourage people to bring their lawn chairs and blankets, since we will be out on the course. We will have, you know, signs, don't sit on the greens, you know, kind of sit in the fairway. We will still have food trucks, vendors, Ronzo the Clown, face painting, you know, all the fun stuff that goes with July 4th.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about parking, because that seems to be a big concern, and rightfully so. Where can we park? Where's the big parking areas?
Yes. So thanks to Batesville School, Stuth Smith, and I've been working a lot together. You can park at the high school, the junior high, the Batesville Community Center, and you can walk on the trail, you know, the walking trail to the golf course. So, I mean, you know, we just moved just a little bit down. So, I mean, parking, I think, is just kind of, you know, wherever you can find a spot.
And for 28 years, this has been the largest show in the state, and this year won't be any exception.
I think so, Chad. It's going to be a great show. And one thing that'll be different this year, we really want people to come out to the golf course. The fireworks are going to be right on top of you. You know, we're going to be sitting on the golf course. The fireworks are going to be shot from the golf course. There will be some barriers set up where, you know, don't get too close to the fireworks,
yeah.
But it's going to be up close and personal this year. So we're looking forward to that.
And of course, we choreograph all of that with music that we play right here on Arkansas 103.3. So we invite folks to take the radio, listen along with that, because it really is a spectacular setup. Now, Ashley, we do have a few things that families need to know before they come out to the display. Tell me about those.
Yes, so we encourage for people to leave their furry animals at home this year, since we will be on the golf course. You know, just bring your blankets, your lawn chairs, and I mean, it's going to be a great afternoon of fun.
What time do we start?
So vendors set up at 3. 6 o'clock, we have Garrett Duncan. 7 o'clock, it's we have Congressman Rick Crawford again with Triple Nickel. And then at 8 o'clock, Mary Beth Bird.
Mary Beth.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I know, that'll be good.
And of course, fireworks at
9:15.
So we'll do all of that. Celebrate America, a real Batesville and Independence County tradition over here. And the White River Now family of radio stations, just proud to be a part of it.
We're glad to have you.
Ashley, Micah, thanks for being in. We're looking forward to tomorrow night.
Thanks, Chad. Look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow.